Psalm 69. To the Director, Set to the Lilies, of David. Save me, O God, for the waters threaten my life. I have sunk down into the deep mud where there is no solid ground. I have come into deep waters, and the rushing stream has swept me away. I am exhausted from calling out. My throat has become hoarse. My eyes have grown weary while waiting for my God. Those hating me without cause are more numerous than the hairs of my head. Those who would do away with me, my treacherous enemies, have become many. I was forced to hand over what I had not stolen. O God, you are aware of my foolishness, and my guilt is not hidden from you. May those hoping in you not be put to shame because of me, O Sovereign Lord, Jehovah of armies. May those seeking you not be humiliated because of me, O God of Israel. I suffer reproach on your account. Humiliation covers my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, a foreigner to the sons of my mother. Zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those reproaching you have fallen upon me. When I humbled myself with fasting, I was reproached for it. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became an object of scorn to them. I am the talk of those sitting in the city gate, and the drunkards make me the subject of their songs. But may my prayer come to you, O Jehovah, at an acceptable time. In your abundant loyal love, O God, answer me with your sure acts of salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink down. Rescue me from those who hate me, and from the deep waters. Do not let the rushing flood waters sweep me away, or let the deep swallow me, or let the well close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Jehovah, for your loyal love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn toward me, and do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in distress. Come near to me and rescue me. Redeem me on account of my enemies. You know my reproach and my disgrace and my humiliation. You see all my foes. Reproach has broken my heart, and the wound is incurable. I was hoping for sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. But for food, they gave me poison, and for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a trap for them, and their prosperity a snare. Let their eyes become darkened so that they cannot see, and make their hips tremble constantly. Pour out upon them your indignation, and may your burning anger overtake them. Let their encampment become desolate. Let there be no inhabitant in their tents. For they pursue the one whom you struck, and they keep recounting the pains of those you wounded. Add more guilt to their guilt, and may they have no share in your righteousness. Let them be erased from the book of the living, and may they not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. May your saving power, O God, protect me. I will sing praises to the name of God, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please Jehovah more than a bull, more than a young bull with horns and hooves. The meek will see it and rejoice. You who are seeking God, may your hearts revive. For Jehovah is listening to the poor, and he will not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him. the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion, and will rebuild the cities of Judah, and they will dwell there and possess it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will reside in it.